आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस: बीजेपी विन्स मैसिव विक्ट्री इन दिल्ली असेंबली इलेक्शंस, सेट टू फॉर्म गवर्नमेंट। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज दिल्ली असेंबली पोल रिजल्ट्स आर इंडिकेटिव ऑफ द कंट्रीज ट्रस्ट इन बीजेपी डबल इंजन गवर्नमेंट। Assures Delhi to get world-class urban infrastructure. Defence Ministry inks contract with Bharat Electronics Limited for procurement of 28 Eon 51 systems for Indian Navy, providing search and detection of targets. Lebanon forms its first government in over 2 years to end deadlock. In men's cricket, India to face England in second of the three-match ODI series in Cuttack this afternoon. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has registered a massive victory in the Delhi Assembly election, returning to power after 27 years by defeating the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, yesterday. The BJP has won 48 seats in the 70-member Legislative Assembly and is set to form government in the national capital. The AAP bagged 22 seats while the Congress failed to open its account. Prominent winners from the BJP include Parvesh Sahib Singh, Vijender Gupta, Kapil Mishra, Tarvinder Singh Marwa and Arvinder Singh Lovely. Prominent successful AAP candidates include Atishi Somdat, Gopal Rai, Jarnail Singh and Imran Hussain. The notable faces who lost include senior AAP leaders Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia, Saurabh Bhardwaj, Durgesh Pathak and Awadh Ojha, Congress's Sandeep Dixit and BJP's Ramesh Bidhuri. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Delhi Assembly poll results are indicative of the trust the country has in the BJP's double-engine government. Addressing the BJP workers at party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi thanked Delhiites for reposing their trust on the party to take the national capital to newer heights.
21st sadi mein paida hue saathi ab pehli baar Delhi mein भाजपा का सुशासन देखेंगे। नतीजे दिखाते हैं कि भाजपा की डबल इंजन सरकार के लिए देश में कितना भरोसा।
The Prime Minister further said that Delhi will get world-class urban infrastructure now.
अर्बनाइजेशन गरीबों को, वंचितों को सशक्त करने का भी एक माध्यम है। दिल्ली भारत का गेटवे है और इसलिए इसे देश का सर्वश्रेष्ठ अर्बन इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मिलना ही चाहिए।
The Prime Minister pledged that every promise made to Nari Shakti will be fulfilled and added that women voters have become BJP's shield.
हमने हर राज्य में नारी शक्ति से किए हर वादे को पूरा किया। आज करोड़ों माताओं बहनों को हमारी योजनाओं का लाभ मिल रहा है। मैं दिल्ली की मातृशक्ति से भी कहता हूँ, चुनाव में उनसे किया वादा जरूर पूरा किया जाएगा।
Mr. Modi emphasized that the NDA means good governance and development. Hitting out at Aam Aadmi Party, Mr. Modi claimed that the anti-graft party turned out to be corrupt. Addressing the gathering, BJP President JP Nadda said the poll results of Delhi Assembly elections show that Prime Minister Narendra Modi resides in the hearts of Delhiites. He stated that Mr. Modi has changed the country's politics. Paris is set to become the global hub for artificial intelligence governance as world leaders, industry pioneers and researchers gather for the two-day AI Action Summit 2025 starting tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will depart for Paris tomorrow to co-chair the summit alongside French President Emmanuel Macron. Our correspondent reports that the event aims to shape global AI policies, ensuring innovation aligns with ethical responsibility.
At the Grand Palais in Paris, preparations are in full swing for a crucial global dialogue on AI. Representatives from over 100 countries, along with top researchers, business leaders and civil society members, will discuss AI's impact on governance, economy and fundamental rights. Building on previous AI summits in the UK and South Korea, this event seeks to establish global AI standards and promote responsible AI development. With AI transforming industries worldwide, leaders are focused on balancing innovation with ethical responsibility. As co-chair, India will play a pivotal role emphasizing ethical AI development, accessibility, and innovation. As AI continues to reshape the world, this summit is expected to lay the foundation for a more accountable and inclusive AI future. Rajadurai, Akashwani News, Paris.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit, Waves 2025, is leveling up to make India the global content hub. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav said, India is laying the foundation for becoming the creative powerhouse of the world. He added that the Waves Summit will bring together the world's top media CEOs, biggest entertainment icons and creative minds from across the globe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting of the advisory board of Waves on Friday. India will host the inaugural Waves Summit in Mumbai from May the 1st to the 4th. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Ministry of Defence has signed a contract with Bharat Electronics Limited for procurement of 28 Eon 51 systems for 11 new generation offshore patrol vessels and 3 cadet training ships for the Indian Navy. The contract will cost over 642 crore rupees. Eon 51 is an electro-optical fire control system which provides search, detection and classification of targets using electro-optical and thermal imagers devices. This move will help generate employment opportunities over a period of 3 years and encourage active participation of various Indian industries, including MSMEs. It is also expected to significantly contribute to the government's efforts to achieve Atmanirbharta in defence. Tripura government has signed Memoranda of Understanding, MOUs, worth 3,700 crore rupees with 87 private investors in education, healthcare, agriculture and IT sectors in the two-day Destination Tripura Business Conclave that concluded in Agartala yesterday. Talking to media, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said that the state government is actively working to attract private sector companies from the country and abroad to invest in the state. The government has provided assistive devices free of cost to over 12,000 senior citizens and Divyangjan under the Rashtriya Vayoshri Yojana at Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. The Social Justice Ministry has set up a pavilion to showcase the central government's dedication for social justice and empowerment. We have a report.
Special camps have been set up by Artificial Limbs Manufacturing Corporation of India, ALIMCO, at multiple locations within the Mahakumbh Mela ground to provide assistive devices free of cost. Talking to Akashwani News, General Manager of ALIMCO, S.K. Tripathi said, under the Rashtriya Vayoshri Yojana, assistive devices like walking sticks, hearing aids and wheelchairs are being provided free of cost to eligible senior citizens suffering from age-related disabilities.
Mahakumbh 2025, is kram mein, abhi tak 12,000 se adhik varish nagrikon ko sahayak
Talking to Akashwani News, some of the beneficiaries said that this assistive device will help them to move freely.
मैं ब्रह्मनाभन पांडे यहाँ जो शासन से विकलांगों के लिए सुविधा मिलती है वो मुझको मिली है सरकार को बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद देते हैं
रामानुज तिवारी ये हमको छड़ी मिली है चेयर मिली है जिससे हमको लाइटिंग करने में असुविधा होती है बहुत बड़ी सुविधा होगी हम सरकार को इस योजना के लिए धन्यवाद देते हैं
The initiative is a part of the government's ongoing Accessible India campaign, which is benefiting hundreds of people daily in the Mahakumbh. With Dipendra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
Lebanon has formed its first full-fledged government since 2022, ending a prolonged deadlock with Nawaf Salam assuming the role of Prime Minister. President Joseph Aoun confirmed in a statement that he accepted the resignation of the previous caretaker government and signed a decree appointing Prime Minister Salam's new administration. The new cabinet comprises of 24 ministers. Mr. Salam is a seasoned diplomat and former president of the International Court of Justice. In a speech, he said that his priorities include judicial reforms, stabilizing the battered economy, and securing political and economic stability in a country that has faced decades of crises. Israeli fighter jets conducted an intelligence-based strike on a Hamas weapons storage facility in the southern Syrian town of Deir Ali. In a statement, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, yesterday said the weapons stored at the facility were intended for use in attacks on its troops. The IDF noted that it would continue to dismantle Hamas's capabilities on all fronts and will operate against all attempts by terrorist organizations to entrench themselves and build up their forces. The 52nd edition of the World Book Fair, which is underway at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, will culminate this evening. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla yesterday called upon people, especially young minds, to turn towards books for strength and inspiration. He said books are the true guiding force in both personal and societal growth. In men's cricket, India will face England in the second of the three-match ODI series at the Barabati Stadium in Cuttack this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. India, having won the first ODI in Nagpur by 4 wickets, will aim to secure an unassailable lead in the series. Meanwhile, England find themselves in a must-win situation to keep the series alive. The 38th National Games currently underway in Uttarakhand are delivering thrilling moments as athletes from across the country showcase their exceptional performances. Various competitions in Haldwani, Dehradun and other locations are witnessing remarkable displays of skill. A report.
In the modern pentathlon laser run event, host state Uttarakhand's athletes put on a stellar show, clinching 5 gold medals in the 10,000-meter race held in Dehradun. Athletes from across the country displayed their endurance and skill. Himachal Pradesh's Savan Barwal secured the gold medal in the men's category, proving his excellence, while Maharashtra's Sanjeevani Jadhav dominated the women's race to claim gold. Several other athletic events also saw intense competition in the women's discus throw 1 kg. Haryana's Seema emerged victorious with gold medal. In the highly competitive 100-meter sprint, Odisha's Animesh sprinted to gold in the men's car, while Maharashtra's Sudeshna Shivakar took the top honor in the women's event. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
In the medal tally, services lead the race with an impressive 42 gold medals. Karnataka follows in second place with 30 golds, while Maharashtra holds third place with 25 gold medals. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Sunil. The front pages of dailies have focused on the BJP win in Delhi Assembly elections. BJP regains power in Delhi after 27 years. AAP faces huge setback, headlines the Asian Age. A three-month-long military exercise in the Indian Ocean called TROPEX is currently on, involving 65 ships and 80 planes to validate the concept of operations, including forward deployment and ability of the Navy, Indian Air Force and the Army to operate jointly, reports the Tribune. Rupees 500 crores fund gives autonomy for National Mission on Manuscripts, which has digitized 3.5 lakh manuscripts that contain 3.5 crore pages, writes the Hindu. U.S. judge pauses Trump's plan to put U.S. aid workers on leave, reports Hindustan Times. And finally, a new study by ISRO scientists has estimated the age of the region where Chandrayaan 3 landed to be 3.7 billion years old when microbial life first emerged on Earth, writes the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. BJP wins massive victory in Delhi Assembly elections, set to form government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Delhi Assembly poll results are indicative of the country's trust in BJP double-engine government, assures Delhi to get world-class urban infrastructure. Defence Ministry inks contract with Bharat Electronics Limited for procurement of 28 Eon 51 systems for Indian Navy, providing search and detection of targets. Lebanon forms its first government in over 2 years to end deadlock. In men's cricket, India to face England in second of three-match ODI series in Cuttack this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.